Ah, yes. A nice little apocalyptic song from our guests, Cordero.
Hey, you can't read that Spanish. Actually, are the translations on the website?
Yeah, they are. The translations for the songs are on corderomusic.com in the music section.
We have a really good video for that song also. A real rock video.
And we can
a rock and roll video.
We can find it on YouTube, I suppose?
I think so. I'm not sure. I didn't put it there, but
it's on there. The label's got it on there.
Oh, yeah. Probably that's would
if
be
if you look for Cordero and Ruleta, meaning roulette as in the Russian roulette with the world, R-U-L-E-T-A, Cordero Ruleta, you'll find it. And it's a really good, really, it's like a real dramatic, serious video.
Why did you write costumes. An end of the world song?
You know, it's kind of, that's the short version. The longer version is that, you know, my grandfather was many things in his life, but one of them was an agriculture person, you know, like a farmer. Uh-huh. And he always knew all of the plants and their medicinal properties and, you know, what each thing was useful for. And one of the last conversations I ever had with him was walking with him in his garden and him talking to me about this fruit that is no longer grown in Puerto Rico. There is a place in, I think it's in Mayagüez, that has like heirloom plants that's keeping it going. But it's called a corazón fruit. And I never had one because nobody ever grows it anymore.
It's on like heart.
Yeah, like heart. So it looks like one a little bit. And so this song is partly about how mass production has taken over in so many ways and how destructive it can be. And, you know, I feel pretty strongly about trying to preserve species and things. So I think it's in our best interest and that we're playing Russian roulette if we don't look into it. So that's really the full story about it.
So really it's a political song. When you get down to it,
it's a challenge to the people.
Political band.
It's a challenge to the people to do, you know, what is the right choice for not just for the immediate moment.
Indeed. And that's Ani Cordero. Who are the other members of the band, by the way?
I got over here Omar. Omar, tell the people hello.
Hello, people.
Whoops, there was a little bit of an off mic hello, but.
Oh, use my mic. His is really low. Talk to mine.
Omar Akil.
About yourself, you're so quiet all the time.
Yeah, I got nothing to say, but hello, people.
Are you in any other band? Do you have your own?
Omar always has a gig. You had a gig. How many gigs do you have today? Only one other gig today.
Oh, it's a light day.
Okay. You come home from tour at like 1:30, 2 in the morning. He'd be like, "Okay, just let me out here. I got a gig real quick." Like.
Have gigs.
We show up in like Louisville, Kentucky, and Omar gets
everybody
another
always
gig that
wants
night.
To bring this kid in too.
We can definitely see why.
And then we have Eric playing bass.
Hello,
Eric Ebel.
Hey, Eric.
And Chris Vereen.
Howdy do.
Playing the drums.
And Chris is also a visual artist, I guess, right?
That is true.
Photographer.
Among other things, yeah.
Among many other things. Yeah. And your
new book coming out this fall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
ChrisMarine.com.
Yeah.
Is it more from your... You've documented your hometown a lot.
Yeah, my father's hometown of rural Illinois is... I've been documenting it since I was 14, 15 years old and very seriously following all the people's lives there with the camera for my whole life.
So it's beautiful work. Yeah,
cool. All right. So keep an eye out for that. All right. And what do you guys have next?
I think we'll play a song from the last record. Do you guys want to do... We'll do one in English, maybe?
Sure.
This one's called Harden Me.